Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much for starting your week with us here on the Be Our Guest podcast. We're getting ready to talk to Matt about his bachelor party down at Walt Disney World. But first, a word from our sponsors, and that includes the wisdom of Walt. Put Walt to work for you. Let's hear what Disney fans are saying about the wisdom of Walt. We have Dr. Tyler R. Titchler. He's the author of the Children of Arthur series. He says, "Growing up, I always believed in the power of imagination, and Disney was a major source of inspiration to me in my childhood pursuits. In The Wisdom of Walt, Jeff Barnes shows us not only how imaginative Walt Disney was, but how he was wise enough to believe in his dreams and create Disneyland. Your life will be richer and brighter if you apply that same wisdom as magically expressed in these pages." Pick up your copy of The Wisdom of Walt on Amazon in hard copy, soft cover, ebook, and audio versions, but I recommend you pick up a personally signed copy over at The Wisdom of Walt. With The Wisdom of Walt, your success is just a dream away. Today's show is also proudly sponsored by touringplans.com. That's the site that has the trip planning tools to show you the least crowded park to visit every day, customized touring plans for visiting Disney's best rides, honest restaurant reviews, how to save on Disney tickets, the best hotel rooms to ask for, and so much more. I consider my premium subscription to touringplans.com my insurance policy against the crowds, because I use the Optimizer, which is right there on the Lines app on your mobile device. I pick the attractions that I'm most interested in, and it comes back with an immediate response to tell me the best way to see those attractions with the least amount of wait. Check them out and make your next vacation even better. They're over at touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1156 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Monday to you. Thanks for kicking off another week with us here talking trip reports. Here on a Monday, we head down to Walt Disney World. Sometimes we sail on the Disney Cruise Line. Sometimes we even head out west to Disneyland, but we like getting those Disney memories out there because we can all learn from each other's trips. And of course, we need a quick fix to get away, especially on Mondays. That's why we do the trip reports on Mondays, guys. I don't know if you ever put that together, but Mondays can be rough. And, you know, if you can have 30 minutes of pretending you're down at Walt Disney World eating a Casey's hot dog, that's why we're here. So join me today to relive an awesome trip. We're talking bachelor party equal time, because we've had a couple of bachelorette party trip reports here, but we're going bachelor party today. My good friend Matt from out in Westfield, New Jersey. How's it going, Matt?
I'm doing well. I'm just so excited to be talking on the show about this. And it's funny you mentioned a Casey's hot dog, because I had the corn dog nuggets as one of my last meals at the Magic Kingdom. So it was, I wanted to get those big Casey hot dogs, but I was like, oh, I don't think I could do it. Those things are monstrous.
You know, you're not going to get them once you're married. So that was your last chance. Just kidding. I know that as we're recording tonight, actually, you just got back from your, and everybody who is a married couple here remembers, you guys did your food tasting for your reception tonight. So I'm very jealous. I remember that was one of the highlights of the wedding experience.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We just ate, drank, and now I'm here. So this is, to me, though, this is the highlight of my day. I'm just kidding. Sorry, Melissa.
let's be cool, because you're not married yet. So let's make sure we get you to the chapel there. All right. Anyway, so let's talk about this. You did a bachelor party down at Walt Disney World. You know, very unique idea. You know, guys do bachelor parties in Vegas. They do them in their towns, you know, and go around and do all kinds of stuff. So when did this idea come together? And, like, tell us about the planning of a bachelor party at Walt Disney World.
Well, it kind of happened pretty much after I got married with the idea. My best man, who's been one of my longest friends, when we were kids, we always, like, we wanted to go to Disney together. Like, his family would go, my family would go on their own. And we always like, oh, one day we'll go to Disney. So he kind of brought it up pretty early on. I got engaged of November 2015. And so we started planning in 2016. The original idea was for us to stay at the cabins at the Fort Wilderness Resort. I kind of got advice from you guys. I remember asking a question that my groomsman is 8, that only sleeps 6. And it's kind of for, like, some of the beds you said they were smaller for, like, kids and stuff like that. So we couldn't do that. But, But yeah, so that's kind of where the idea originated from, and we started planning like back in May of last year. So
awesome. So yeah, and you were trying to think of a place, because when you have eight people, you got to really, you know, it's not a bad number because you could do two rooms at any resort, or, you know, you're looking for things that you can kind of share. So after the cabins were rolled out, where'd you guys land?
Well, my father-in-law is a DVC member, and he was very, I'm so grateful for him. Thank you, Bob. He let us use his DVC points. They were going to expire and they need to be used. So he let us use the points for a room. So our original pick, because we were going to do a two bedroom villa stay, our original pick was going to be, we really wanted to do, it was the beach club, because we were looking for a two bedroom villa that had, two queen. So it was a king size in one room and then two queen beds in another. So some of the DVC resorts don't have two queen beds in the bedrooms. So I noticed that, like, I believe it was the Beach Club or Boardwalk. So I'm getting them confused. I'm pretty sure it was the Beach Club, but they had two queens in a bedroom, and then the Bay Lake Towers had one, and then like Old Key West. And we wanted to do Beach Club, but unfortunately by the time it was booking for DVC, it was like our time to book. It was, all those rooms were gone. But we were very happy that we were able to get a two bedroom villa at Bay Lake Tower. And the reason I really wanted those two queen beds is because we have like eight full size guys, and I wanted to give them as much space as possible. So it was just, I wanted to make sure we had the two queen beds in the two bedroom villa.
Nice. So before that, let me ask you, because now were all eight of you coming from New Jersey, or were people coming from different parts of the country? And how did you guys all meet up and get the weekend rolling at Bay Lake Towers?
So we're coming from all over the place. Everyone lives in like pretty much different parts of the country. I don't know how I did this, but everything worked out like almost perfectly, where we all arrived within like a couple hours of each other. So four of us were on one plane. It was six of my closest friends, and then my nephew who's 17. So I'll mention that everyone's above 25 years old, between 25 and 30, and then my nephew who's 17. So four of us were flying out of Newark, New Jersey. One buddy was flying out of the Philadelphia airport. Another one was flying out of the DC airport. And then two were flying out of Los Angeles, LAX. And we all happened to get there between like 3:30 and like 6 o'clock. Unfortunately, my one friend was delayed out of DC, and he got to the resort I think at like 9. Otherwise, we had planned it perfectly where we would have gotten all there together within like a 3-hour time span. But yeah, so everyone was just all over the place.
That's very lucky that you got there in that tight of a window. I mean, that's hard to do. Yeah. With just a couple flights. That's pretty amazing. All right, so let's hop in. So you guys get to Bay Lake Towers, ready to start the weekend, because I want to make sure we get in as much as we can here in the 30 to 35 minutes. So how's it get kicked off? What do you do first?
So the original plan, we really wanted to do a monorail crawl. So we wanted to just go from like, we were staying at the Contemporary or the Bay Lake Tower. So we were just going to start at the Contemporary, then go to the Polynesian, the Grand Floridian, then end back at the Contemporary. But since my buddy was delayed out of DC, I didn't want to have to like kind of leave him behind or anything like that, or him having to try to find us. So the first Friday night we got there, we just kind of like relaxed. So, I'll begin by saying, like, I took your advice and I did Amazon Prime Now to get groceries, because since we had the kitchen we were really budget conscious of like this entire trip, and to save on like breakfast and some snacks, we bought all this food from Amazon Prime Now. So thank you guys for all that tips, and it worked out really well. What was it saying? Oh yeah, so we grabbed food at the Contemporary Cafe. Really great quick service food. Like we all got like this really good burger and fries, and that was great. And then like we just hung out at the Outer Rim Lounge. We had a really great server. His name was Jason, and he gave me like a free light up cube in my drink. My friends were like, give him the most feminine glass possible, and he did. And I guess I'll also say that I'm not really a big drinker, so like that's another reason I wanted to go to Disney World, because like I'm not a big partier. I'm not like, I like to drink, but I don't like to drink a lot. But yeah, so then my buddy arrived, he got all settled in, and then we actually went to the Top of the World Lounge that's at the very top of Bay Lake Tower. So you have like an expansive view of the whole lake and then of Magic Kingdom and Space Mountain. And I didn't realize like how close Space Mountain was to the Contemporary. Like when I walked to the Magic Kingdom the one day, I'm just like, holy moly, it is literally right there. I feel like I could just go over and touch it. Like when you're outside of the park, like that thing looks so much bigger than when like you're in Tomorrowland. I don't know if, have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, I've noticed that too. And because I think that, you know, if you can get up to the top of the Contemporary, or like you said, top of the World up at the Bay Lake Tower, it really gives you a perspective of property, because not only can you see the whole of the Magic Kingdom, you can see the fireworks in Epcot, you can see the fireworks in the studios, you can even see the Orlando Eye if you look out to the opposite way, kind of over towards Fort Wilderness. So you can really see how flat Florida is, and you know, you get a bird's eye view basically of all four theme parks, and you can, you know, at night you can't see the resorts, but you can point out Spaceship Earth and the fireworks around. So it's a very neat perspective when you get up there.
No, yeah, it's totally true. Even from our room, we had a great view not a great view, but I say we could see the Epcot and the ball and everything. We were at the top of Outer Room Lounge, and I was expecting it to be busy, but it was like there was no one up there. So we just grabbed drinks. It was like after 11 p.m. by that night. And then we just went back to the hotel room. But while we were at the hotel room, we heard fireworks going off at like midnight. And I'm like, oh, my God, because I remember recently they were doing DVC events. So like me and my nephew, we like ran to this one section by the elevators with the windows, and there was a woman watching the fireworks there as well as us. So we stood there for a few moments and watched the fireworks. That kind of ended the first night.
Cool. So I didn't ask you this at the top of the show, but sure, when were you guys there and how long were you there?
So we actually made a like kind of like an extended weekend. We got there on a Friday evening, we all landed around like 4 o'clock for the most part, and then we left Tuesday evening. So we had like, we had time on Tuesday to go to the one of the parks. And I guess mentioning that, because we were going to visit all four parks anyways, but like I said earlier, we're trying to make this budget conscious. And I was so happy when Disney announced that magic 4-day pass, where instead of like spending $350 for a 4-day ticket, it was like $300 for like that 4-day magic your way pass. Like that worked out really well. So I was happy I was very happy that happened.
Yeah. And so for the listeners that may not know what that ticket is, I think you're speaking of the ticket where you can go to, you get 4 days, you get 1 day in each of the four major theme parks, Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Hollywood Studios, and Animal Kingdom. And you can't repeat, you can't go back, but it sounds like for an extended weekend, that's right up your alley. And it saves you, like you said, quite a bit of money.
Yeah, no, I mean, everyone was like super excited when they heard, oh, sweet, 50 bucks off. I mean, it works. And I guess a quick tip with planning with a group, what my friends wanted to do, so I told them like, okay, guys, I need to have the money for park tickets by January 1st, because January 2nd is when you can make fast passes. And I know you need your ticket to create those fast passes. So they were actually sending me money like on a weekly basis to like slowly pay off their tickets, so they didn't have to do like one lump sum. So I don't know if anyone want to do that with their planning but of the trip, but it actually, I made an Excel sheet and like tracked everyone's progress, and it worked really well. So
Matt, hey, welcome to my world. You just became a travel agent.
Yeah, it was good. Everyone was happy. So yeah,
that's awesome. But yeah, a little planning goes a long way when it comes to a Disney vacation, especially when you're dealing with a group. And I'm sure that there was within your group, I mean, you mentioned your father-in-law is a DVC member, so you're marrying into, sounds like, a Disney family, but I'm guessing all your friends, not all eight of them, were as, you know, savvy as to what they were getting themselves into down at Walt Disney World, right?
No, I mean, well, everyone's been there, but I think only like there are two brothers, my best man and his brother, who's another groomsman, they stayed on property, but I don't think anyone else has stayed on property, so they weren't quite sure what they were getting into. But I mean, pretty much within the 4 days we were there, I packed in like a 7-day trip, and I don't want to do that again because I feel bad for my guys because I feel like I went a little crazy sometimes. And like, I had fast passes booked out and then after those fast passes were done, I felt like I just kept planning for the next move. Okay, where are we going to go next? Blah, blah, blah. And I felt bad sometimes for my guys, but they were all like super cool about it. And we didn't have any arguments and it all worked out well. So
good deal. I've seen bachelor parties and bachelorette parties not turn out the greatest. You remember I used to work in the mobile DJ. I worked in the wedding business, as did Ricky. And sometimes, you know, the greatest plans and everybody ends up crying at the end of the night. So there's a lot of alcohol involved. So fortunately you guys weren't there.
Yeah. And you know what's funny? Like I was doing a lot of research, figuring out how to do like group planning with this size of a group of 8 people. And everywhere I looked, people are like, oh, your group's going to want to split it up. People are going to want to do something like this. Someone's going to want to do that. And honestly, we all stayed together the entire time, except for one instance where the two brothers really wanted to get a caricature done at Animal Kingdom. And while one of them stayed with them, the rest of us went to go ride Dinosaur again before fast passes for Rivers of Light. But like, we didn't split up at all. We were together the entire time, and it was just such an amazing experience because of that. So
it probably helped though that you guys are like so tight. You know, you didn't have a very diverse group. You're about the same age. You're a bunch of guys that are friends. You know, I think that probably holds true when you got grandma and grandpa and you got, you know, 3-year-olds and stuff. But yeah, that, I mean, it makes sense. Let me ask you, because you mentioned you had the 17-year-old with you, where I think that even if you're going to go around and do like a monorail crawl and have a drink here, you know, maybe at Outer Rim or have a drink at Trader Sam's or, you know, what have you, Walt Disney World's very, you know, environment where the 17-year-old, while he's not going to be drinking, you know, he can still kind of hang out in the lounges and stuff and still feel a part of the group, where that would be very difficult in your typical city, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, though, we didn't really do like that much drinking. I mean, if you want, I'll go through some of the like our day by day stuff, like just quick recap. But I mean, like Saturday, our first day, we went to Epcot. And what was great is a friend of ours that lives in the Florida area, he's a season pass holder or annual pass holder, and he actually came and met us. So that was really nice for him to come join us. We were at Epcot. We circled around World Showcase, and I mean, people got a drink here and there, but like, there were tons of people like doing drinking around the world with their t-shirts. I'm like, no, that's not us. We didn't do that. There was just not much drinking. It was just a lot of laughter and fun.
I'm the same way. You know, I like my margaritas and I'll do my tequila tasting on the cruises, but that's about it for me. I don't drink beer or anything like that, so I can have fun without it. I wish we had like hours, but for the sake of planning, for the sake of, you know, anybody that's looking to do something like this, because I think this is unique and I want to make sure that we, you know, capitalize on having you on the show. What kind of unique things did you do as far as it being a bachelor party weekend? You know, of course, I'm sure you went into the parks, rode the rides, you know, and stuff like that. But what were some of those things that you did that were really focused on? We have this group of guys together. It's going to be hard to do something like this maybe ever again, where we're all together at Walt Disney World. What kind of unique things did you come up with?
So I definitely the most unique thing and probably like the best idea. I mean, everyone's had this idea, but like the best thing that happened was that we made t-shirts for the day we were going to be at Magic Kingdom. Our last full day, Monday, was at Magic Kingdom. And so we made these bachelor party t-shirts. It said like my last name and then bachelor party. And then like it had it was blue shirts. And then there was a silhouette of Mickey Mouse on the front in white with like a ball and chain hanging from his leg. And on the back, it said everyone had a different character on the back. So it had like our name, your role, like best man or groomsman or the groom. And then, everyone had like another silhouette of their character. So like the brothers were Woody and Buzz. I was Jack Skellington. My one friend wanted to be Gus from Cinderella. Well, another one was Mr. Potato Head. Another was Goofy. And then my nephew was Julius the Cat, which is a very old Disney cartoon. And I think I'm missing one. I'm sorry who I forgot. But yeah, so we made these T-shirts. And what we found to be hysterical was when we were waiting to get into Magic Kingdom, like, I have my sunglasses on and I'm looking around. When I say literally everyone is just staring at us because they were like, oh my God, a bachelor party in Disney. Like, I just see everyone looking at our T-shirts, like looking at us. Like, I'm just looking around and everyone has their eyes on us. And a woman actually came up to us. It was like, guys, this is like the best thing ever. Can I take a picture of you guys? And like, she didn't want to be in the photo. She just wanted to take a picture of us. But I mean, it was great. And then everywhere we walked, we just heard people walking past us. Oh, bachelor party. Oh, bachelor party. And one of the funniest things was my friend recommended for lunch we go to Columbia Harbor House, and I've never been there before. And there was a cast member who's like greeting people at the door. And he comes up to me, he's like, all right, so I've never done this to a bachelor party before, but whenever a bachelor party comes through, I have to do this. So he sang When You Wish Upon a Star to me, and he inserted my fiance's name, Melissa, and he's just like belching out When You Wish Upon a Star. It was very good, but it was hilarious. And I wouldn't have gotten that experience if like we didn't have those shirts on. But yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely the most unique thing we did. And I'm just really happy that we made those shirts.
Yeah, I know that cast member at Columbia Harbor House. He's an older gentleman and he's from Michigan. He's actually from Michigan.
No kidding, really?
I've had a lot of conversations with him. He does his job and his role so well.
He was great. He was awesome.
Yeah, he's amazing.
And then, of course, when we were leaving the restaurant, he had kissed my hand after saying the song, he announced to everyone that's waiting to get in as we're leaving. He's like, oh, I kissed this man's hand. I'm like, oh my God. It was really funny. We have it on video. It's hysterical.
Yeah, I got a couple of pictures where we traded hats, you know, and I think I was the town crier. I had the bell and everything. It was a lot of fun. Now, let me ask you, you kind of mentioned Columbia Harbor House first time. So real quick, I mean, you had a good experience there, it sounds like, but a first timer to Columbia Harbor House, what'd you think?
I mean, it was pretty good. I think I just got the fish and chips. I don't remember. I mean, it wasn't my favorite meal at Disney World. I mean, I've had better quick service, but I mean, I've never tried it before. I probably wouldn't do it again. Like, I'm a big fan of Pecos Bill and Pinocchio's House. Like, I love their quick service stuff. So I can't say I go to Columbia Harbor House again. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting perspective here. So I like it, though. But okay, so while we're in dining, did you guys do any sit-down meals, or was it mostly counter service?
So good, great question. So as I said earlier, we were being budget conscious. So I didn't want to do, like, because last time I went to Disney World with Melissa, like, we had, like, 280 hours a day. Like, we ate so much food. Like, we were just doing all the California Grill. I don't know. I can't remember. But we just did a lot. So with this one, we accidentally did two ADRs. Now, the first one we did was when we went to Epcot. I got an ADR for Via Napoli. And I was like, okay, we'll just get pizzas and we'll split it. And it worked out great because we got two of the half-meter pizzas, which I can't remember how many slices in it, but they're big. These things are big pizzas. We got, like, the Quattro Formaggio, the four-cheese pizza, and then the pepperoni. And we split that between nine guys, and it was, like, perfect. And it comes out to be, like, $11 a person. So, like, that's a cheap meal. So we did that. And then, so for the second meal we did, so Sunday was a very long day. So Sunday we actually spent, I'm so happy that Animal Kingdom is a full day park. That okay. is not like, I love Animal Kingdom. It's Magic Kingdom for me and then Animal Kingdom. I love Animal Kingdom. But so I'm actually, do you mind if I just like run through my Animal Kingdom day?
No,
real quick?
Absolutely.
Because it was like crazy.
No, because you're a fan of it, man. I love it. Let's hear it. Like, why is it so special to you? I like hearing this.
So actually, most of the people have never been to Animal Kingdom before in our group. Most of them have never been there. So I split out the day. We had like an Everest Fast Pass. We had a Safari Fast Pass. And then we did Rivers of Light Fast Pass. As soon as I found out like that was going to be open, for our trip. I just hopped right on it and I got a fast pass right away. Then like I went to go see if they were available the next day. They were gone. So I was like super happy. So like March weather, since it's pretty warm during the day, but it gets pretty cool at night. What we did was we knew we were going to be out all day and we were going to want our sweatshirts. We actually rented a large locker at Animal Kingdom. So we just put a bag with all of our sweatshirts in, and then we like grabbed it later that night. And if you're confused how the locker system works at Animal Kingdom, there's like a kiosk, like pretty close to the locker. You actually rent it from this kiosk, but Disney does a really bad job of like telling the guests that, like, unless I missed it, but you rent it from this kiosk and he'll give you a key. And then like, it's like $10 for the day or whatever. So just a little tip there. But we had one of the best and one of the funniest character experiences with Donald and Daisy Duck. Like it was hilarious. So we went online to go wait for Donald. He actually was leaving by himself. And then when he came back later, he came back with Daisy Duck. And Daisy Duck saw all of my friends, and my one friend who's like a weightlifter, he's got big biceps and big shoulders. Daisy Duck comes up to him and like squeezes his arms and like points to Donald like, "Oh, look, see that?" And Donald was like not having it, and he like gets in the middle, like pulls Daisy away. And then by the time we got up there, like Daisy was just like all over me and my friends, and Donald was just, he was just mad. Like he was not having it. A lot of my friends said when they look back on that trip, like on the trip, like that was one of the funniest moments. So I thank you for those characters for a great memory.
Now you bring up something real quick. I want to ask you, I'm assuming you guys didn't get Memory Maker cause you were trying to save some money, but did you make some kind of like a highlight video or a collage of the pictures when you got back? I know it's still kind of early, but is that something you've done or planning on doing?
No, I wanted to get Memory Maker. So I bought it for us. I didn't have my guys like chip in. It's something I knew I wanted. And since there's eight of us, I was like, okay, I want photos of us all together. I don't want to have to like worry about people trying to take photos of us like with our camera or anything like that. I swear Memory Maker was like the best investment I've ever gotten like going to Disney. I think by the end I had like 200 photos from Memory Maker and then like I guess 12 videos or something like that, and it was great. Like I was always keeping an eye out for spots, and I found that Animal Kingdom actually has the most amount of photo pass spots. So we have such great photos of us, we would work with a photographer and we were getting the poses, and we had, I'm so happy we did it. Like, it was a great purchase. And then, I mean, we all took plenty of pictures with their phones, but PhotoPass was well worth it. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a special occasion. That's, screams for, I know you're trying to save money and you get your own images, but I'm glad you got that. Cause like you said, get everybody in the picture cause you're all together, that's hard to get. Cool.
Yeah, no, it was great. And then sorry, Animal Kingdom, I just want to finish up because it was really cool. So I guess the original question was ADRs. So we did Rivers of Light, which was, sorry, my phone's going off. Rivers of Light was very cool. I think I kind of agree with a lot of people that I wish they had like Disney characters incorporated into it. But the effects they had on the show on some of the floats were really cool, and I think it's definitely worth seeing. But then, so we were starving at this point because we had lunch at like 1 o'clock. So the big dinner was going to be at, thanks to your recommendation, Trail's End at Fort Wilderness, and that was like a 9 p.m. dinner, and everyone was talking about, okay, you got to take it slow and steady at the buffet. That didn't happen at all. Everyone was so hungry. We just ate like as much as we could. And we just like, but everything was really good. The ribs and everything was phenomenal. And it's funny because we took the boat from Fort Wilderness to the Contemporary. And my buddy realized that he left his bag with my other friend's wallet at the restaurant. So we were on the boat. Like, riding the boat is like one of my favorite things to do at Walt Disney World. And it's it was going to be the only time that I was going to get a chance to ride the boat. So my friend in the middle of the boat ride is like, "Oh my god, I left the bag on the at the restaurant." I'm like, "Okay, let's call up Disney and let's try to get a hold of the restaurant." But like, it's actually really complicated to even get to the restaurant. But
yeah, it is.
Or to get to get through to the restaurant. It was like a whole process, and by the time we finally got through, it was like it was closed and no one's answering the phone. So my friend was like, "Do you want to go back?" I'm like, I just put my feet up and I'm like, "Yeah, I don't mind taking the boat all the way back to the Fort Wilderness." And so we took the boat back. He actually like ran to the restaurant, and thankfully they were still there. They still had the bag and we got it. And then we just took the boat back. So, but yeah, that was a fun experience.
Well, you know what? I like the way you think though. You made the best out of a bad situation. You know, you're panicked, you're missing the bag, the wallet and everything. But you know what? The boat transportation to me as well is an attraction. You know, it's a way to slow down and really see a perspective of places you don't get to see otherwise. So I'd have been the same way. I'd have been panicked, but I'd have been fine with riding the boat again.
Yeah, I mean, I would have been fine. I mean, the people on the phone told us that it would have gotten lost and found, so we would have gotten it eventually. But all I wanted to do was ride that boat, so that's all that matters.
Nice. Now, tell me you at least got some strawberry shortcake at the end over at Trail's End. I know you filled up quickly, but that's when they have great desserts because they're just like they're the kind of desserts we'd have here at home. You know, they're not real fancy, but man, are they good.
Yeah. The only dessert I really remember was the bread pudding.
Yes.
Was that the dessert? Yeah, that's the dessert. That's the what I really like, the bread pudding. I don't remember anything else besides that. That was phenomenal.
All right, well, so as we wrap up today's show, let me ask you this, because it sounds like you had a good... This is a unique show, and I'm glad we now have it as part of the library for folks that are searching for, you know, very, you know, unique ways to see Walt Disney World. What did you learn? I mean, it sounds like to me it went off pretty much without a hitch, which is pretty unbelievable because there's so many moving parts when it comes to a Disney vacation, from your transportation down to where you're staying and getting everybody where they need to be. Touring the parks brings up a whole lot of, you know, variables, and eating, of course, with a bunch of guys can be difficult at times, I'm sure. But it sounds like things went really smooth for you. So what advice could you offer somebody planning a trip like this?
I don't know. It's just so tough to, I don't know what kind of advice I could offer. I mean, like you just said, everything did go off so smoothly. Like, I didn't anticipate for the trip to go this well. Like, pretty much everything worked out the way we wanted to. I actually saw a lot of new things. I actually never did Carousel Progress. I never did the Laugh Floor. I do research group planning because that's what I did. And I did what all these other people said to do online, and it worked out well. I mean, Mike, I'm having a really tough time answering this question.
No, you're good. You're good. It's because you know what? You learn when things go wrong, I think. And it went so smoothly. It was, you know, pretty much you did your research, and you sounds like you had a laid back approach, though. You know, it wasn't so you guys did a lot, but it doesn't sound like you were following an Excel sheet and that if you didn't make it to, you know, Festival of the Lion King at 9:52, that you didn't get thrown off. You know, you had kind of a general plan. You wanted to see a lot, but you just wanted to have a good time with your buddies.
I felt like I didn't plan that much, but we ended up doing a lot at the end. And even with a big group, you don't have to plan, and you can make it a cheap trip. You can. I mean, I got lucky because we were able to do the DVC. But when it comes to like food and all that, you can make it cheap. I mean, luckily Disney has like their quick service. You might think it's expensive, but to me, it's not. I mean, I used to work in the city, and meals in the city cost more than a meal at Disney World. And it's you can make it affordable with a big group. I promise you that. And you can see a lot without maybe that. I mean, I guess it's a bit different for me because we were in a big group of guys. But I guess if you're like you said earlier, if you're with a child or with like elderly people, it might be a bit different. But
Yeah, it's funny you say that about the prices at Disney, because we just spent the weekend in Chicago with our good friends, the Gardeners, for the weekend. And we were saying, you know, we were shocked at the prices of everything in downtown Chicago. We're like, this is nothing on Disney. This makes Disney look like a bargain, you know, because we're east of that. Yeah. I'm from St. Louis. Stuff isn't that expensive here. You know, it's shocking. Yeah. I'm sure it is where you are.
Well, yeah, my friends were funny. Because a lot of them are like big sports fans, where I'm not, but a lot of them like to go to like stadiums or anything like that, and they're like, wow, it costs more for a beer at whatever ball game or football game or whatever than it does here at Disney, where you can get a beer for like $6, whereas a stadium it's like $12 a beer or something like that.
That's true. So when's the big day?
May 13th, so it's coming up very soon.
It's just a month and 3 days away. Almost there.
Yeah, very soon.
It'll be there before you know it, you know.
Yeah.
It goes quick.
Can I add a couple more things?
Yeah, sure thing.
So I asked my friends, like, what their favorite memories were, and that I had a lot of good ones, because I'm like, oh my God, I completely, like, forgot about that. So one of my favorites is, I was so upset because I tried to see Gaston twice, and both times I went to go see him, the line was cut off and he had to like leave and he was going to come back later. So it was hilarious because we were in our matching t-shirts. We were walking by, disappointed we didn't get to see him. And he's like, oh, there must be a small bicep convention in town. And like, all of us just were like dying. And I'm like, oh, this is why I wanted to meet Gaston. And then my friends were actually, they were really, they kind of got emotional when we were all together watching Wishes as a group. And it was kind of a little more, it was emotional for me because I remember watching that show when I was much younger, and now it's like finally going away and that's the last time I'm ever going to see it. So that was a really good moment. Just everyone watching Wishes together. And then my one friend, he was, I guess because there was eight of us, he doesn't like Splash Mountain, he doesn't like Everest, but we got him to go on. He's like, oh, these actually aren't that bad as I thought. So now he's like, in the future, he's going to go on them again, because him and his wife like to go to Disney a lot. So
nice. Got him to stretch his wings there. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I just want to wish you good luck and thank you for coming on the show. It's been great talking about a bachelor party. Never thought we would, but and thank goodness for things like YouTube, because it's helping soften the blow that Wishes is going away, because I don't get to see it again. You know, I'm not going to get down, so it's a shame.
I wish I could have talked so much more, because this was such like a phenomenal weekend, and I'm so happy that my guys were willing to go and they made the trip from all over the country, and I'm just very thankful for them, and I'm glad this trip worked out as well as it did. So.
Well, it sounds like it did, and I'm sure our listeners love it, and they are, you know, going to let everybody know, hey, a bachelor party at Walt Disney World is a thing, and it can be done, and it sounds like a great time. So, man, I appreciate you coming on, taking the time. Thank you so much, and good luck, and have a wonderful wedding day and a fantastic marriage. I really appreciate the time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by The Wisdom of Walt. So when you need a good read, you need some inspiration, you need to better yourself, I'm going to ask you to drop by Amazon.com and pick up a copy of The Wisdom of Walt by Dr. Jeff Barnes. It is a great read, and it's going to get you fired up for life with little stories that Walt Disney left himself. So check out The Wisdom of Walt, and you know, it's going to inspire your life. It's a great read. I've read it a couple times now and have made some pretty big changes in my life. And I credit this book for that. Again, thewisdomofwalt.com. Also, check out touringplans.com to avoid the crowds and see the most you can on your next Disney or Universal vacation. You can get your premium subscription today over at touringplans.com. And don't forget to please do your shopping on Amazon. And when you go to Amazon, please go through our affiliate link. It's at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. That's all you have to do. Once you go through there, we get a little credit when you buy something. It costs exactly the same for you, and it helps support the podcast. So again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. The next time you do your online shopping, please give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. And we'd love it if you would like the Facebook group over at facebook.com BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, time to get out of here and let you get on with your Monday. Thank you so much for checking in. Hopefully you're having a great start to your week. We'll be back again on Wednesday with more of your listener questions. So for Matt, I'm Mike, wishing you a great week, but time to get back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.